From ESG Post in Singapore, I'm Zara Maung, and this is the ESG Podcast. Eduardo Guy, Head of Sustainability Services at Investment Specialist Rebecca Sam, is responsible for collecting and evaluating the data and overseeing the selection process for the Dow Jones Sustainability Indices. I spoke to him to find out more about how an ESG index is created and why it is that indices can rank the same company so differently on their ESG performance. Thanks very much for joining me, Eduardo. I wanted to talk firstly about how you gather data and how you use it to evaluate company sustainability practices.
We started 20 years ago in collecting data and using this data, among others, also for the Dow Jones Sustainability Index. At RobecoSAM, we put a lot of emphasis on having a methodology to measure sustainability that is up-to-date and industry-specific. That's why we, based on a question that we sent to corporation, we analyze the sustainability performance. We divide all the universe of corporation in 60 different industry, and we send them the specific questionnaire. About one-third of the company actively answer our questionnaire, and we are very thankful and happy to have such a high participation rate. And the rest we analyze based on public available information. Answering the question is not enough for a corporation to get credits. They also need to have disclose certain kind of information publicly. There are certain questions where we expect to be public available, other that give more credits, and other that we are aware that it's too early to expect this kind of information to be public, and therefore we do not expect to be public. Every year we end up analyzing, or last year 4,700 corporation. We gather more than around 1,000 data points for each corporation. And then it's our knowledge and know-how to put together all this information and distill it to a number that then allow us to compare the performance of one company to the other in the same industry.
Regarding Asia specifically, how would you say you found the quantity and quality of data you're receiving from different countries across Asia? And which sectors would you say were providing most and least disclosure?
First of all, I think in the past 1 to 2 years, we are experiencing an acceleration of interest in sustainability from investor side and also from the corporation side, as well as from the public opinion. But here we are, of course, focused on investor because RobecoSAM is an asset manager and provide products for asset owner. And on one side, we see this increase of interest from investor, and on the other side, also from corporation. We had a 17% of increase in participation in this year questionnaire, and we like to compare maybe with the UNPRI, where we see an increase of even more than 20% of signatories since last year. This acceleration has also been felt in Southeast Asia, where we see that company are becoming more and more attentive to sustainability and eager to compare themselves on a global scale and to show to the world and to international investors that their sustainability standards are at the same level, sometimes even better than the other companies in the world. So this has been a trend that we have experienced, but it's really nice to see how this is picking up in countries where sustainability was beginning a bit slow and now it is accelerating. You asked me about the industries. Historically, the most polluting industries are the ones that were more careful in reporting all what they were doing and how they were doing this to the public opinion. Nowadays, I think all industry report. There are certain industries that might have some gaps in their reporting, depending on if they are more based on manufacturing or on intellectual property and so on. But the level has been up, and there are not really big difference among the industries.
And what key issues would you say there should be an improvement of disclosure data quality on, and how do you think this could be achieved?
What we have experienced is what I mentioned the other day, is that we have an enlargement of the base of the reporting company, meaning there are more company reporting. And it was very interesting to see, I had a kind of flashback, because certain company are facing or reporting the same way as I experienced maybe at the beginning of my sustainability career, when I was analyzing reporting and so on. So I was wondering, is this a step back? And then I realized, no, it's not a step back. It's just that the universe of company reporting is enlarging, and there are companies that are not that experienced yet. So they just report in a very dry way the KPIs that they were set or they're supposed to report on. But you can understand there is not yet a sustainability strategy behind. On the other hand, we have a bigger set of companies that are reporting at very high standard. We see country difference, especially on the corporate governance. There are certain topics that are not so easy to disclose in certain countries, like, for example, the director remuneration or the tax transparency. These are kind of hot topics. And then there is also some kind of other difference where company in certain regions tend to report maybe less on controversy and just on what they do good, not understanding that the reader respect. They are aware that it's not everything is not just nice stories, but there's also issues that have to be faced and problematics, and they want to understand how corporation face that. And this is still something that in certain corporation or in certain region is less transparent.
Just to pick up on two hot topics at the moment in corporate reporting, SDGs and assurance. How do you actually analyse companies based on SDGs, and would you like to see more specific disclosure on SDGs? The other thing is, how do you rate the amount of assurance that companies are doing on their sustainability reporting, and would you like to see more assurance?
At RubicoSAM, we have experienced an increase of interest from investors, asset owner, to be able to analyze how their portfolio in which they invest is contributing to the SDGs. This is the reason why we started developing a methodology years ago to measure the impact of the corporation toward the SDGs. We do expect company to report on what they think is their impact, and we use in part of our analysis, but for the analysis of the portfolio, we do our own screening and we base on our own methodology so that we know it's consistent across all the company that we is applied consistently across all the company we analyze. That is why we use our methodology. Nevertheless, it's very good the company also start reporting on this, and I think here we will have to wait until there is a more agreement on how to measure this and so on, so that the whole company can apply a similar methodology. About assurance, we do expect assurance on the sustainability or reporting since many, many years. This give more credits in our methodology because give more credibility to the data that is provided in the report. There are different ways that you can assure a report, and it's definitely the case that the requirement are increasing to get a report assured on a higher level of accuracy, if we can say that. And I think this trend will also continue in the future.
Comparability is something that's talked about a lot nowadays in corporate reporting. Would you say that there was a lack of comparability in the company data that you were receiving? And why would you say that was? Is it because companies are using different standards and frameworks to inform their reporting?
To measure sustainability is quite complex, and there are many different aspects that you need to consider. The fact that there is for certain issue no comparability is the fact that there were no global standard available. Therefore, the coming of standard that then are applied on a worldwide basis, that definitely help the work of the analyst to have more comparable data and compare to different organization. I'm always surprised to see how many different ways we we can measure, for example, the occupational health and safety, the illnesses and the injuries and so on. Every region has its own way, and it's very difficult, just on a relatively simple number, to compare, but that's not the case. So I welcome standards that try to bring this some clarity and unity across the globe, and I think this will help also very much the work of the analyst. This will happen on certain issues. On other issues, will still require time. If I always like to compare sustainability and the way we evaluate sustainability on the way company have reporting on financials and the way they are evaluated and analyzed on a day-to-day basis. Also on the financial, there is not one way to report the financial of a companies. There are different standards in different parts of the world. So I do expect that sustainability still has to go to some round of integration of standard and making them, finding them its own way. Things are improving, but there is still a long way to go. And it also will not stop because sustainability issues are not static. Every now and then we have to, there are new topics coming and for which there are no standard or no common practice, and this has to have to be invented again. So it remains very, very interesting, but also it requires a bit of patience before you can get a set of data on multiple KPIs that is comparable.
It would be good to actually get some insight from you regarding the differences in ratings that companies tend to get from different ratings agencies. Would you say that was actually down to the lack of comparability of data, or just a difference in the way that the data is cut by those agencies?
There are two different aspects. I think the most important aspect is the way sustainability is interpreted by the agency. The way the agency put importance to certain aspects more than other. It's very difficult to say if a company that, for example, provide a new technology that maybe help to improve the sustainability of the world, but is governed very bad, or in order to produce it pollutes very much, is better than a company that is very well managed, but is based on technology that is old. So these kind of compromises or this kind of interpretation help to have a divergence of score and of opinions. And I think this will remain. Again, here, also look at the financial. It's not that all the investors tell you to buy a stock or to sell a stock. There are different opinion, different way of looking at financial number. And similarly, there will be different way of looking at sustainability, looking at the ESG performance of companies. And there will be, therefore, a different opinion. And then every user of this information has to understand which methodology that is used is more appropriate for the way he thinks or for the way he or she wants to invest, and therefore then follow one or the other rating.
I see. So the difference wouldn't be down to a lack of quality of data, meaning that you could interpret it in different ways.
It's not that you can interpret a different way, but when you have a lack of comparability, then what the analyst has to develop a methodology to translate this different kind of number of answer into common set. And this can create to some kind of deviation, definitely. But personally, I still think that the first factor is the one that is more influential in having the different kind of results.
Where do you see the future of reporting? Do you see it as moving towards mandatory reporting? And do you think that's the answer for driving more disclosure and better comparability of data?
The fact of making something mandatory has to come at the right time. If you make it too early, it doesn't bring the expected effect. And if you make it too late, maybe you lose an opportunity. What can happen if you make mandatory reporting too early is that you get reports that are kind of meaningless because they're just a reporting of KPIs and there is no kind of thinking behind and strategy behind on sustainability. If you make it too late, you lose the opportunity of moving the whole country or industry for being more sustainable at an appropriate pace. Considering the fact that the interest of investor, asset manager and asset owner is moving so quickly, I think the pressure on the corporation to improve the reporting will increase dramatically in the next few years. This factor tells me that, okay, even if mandatory is taking some time, we will have already some pressure that will move a lot of corporation. And then as soon as the mandatory aspect comes, this will allow to really have a much larger base of data, of information that will then really provide the possibility to the public and to the analysts to compare a larger number of corporation on the same set of data. So I think we have to find a right way in between. In certain country, mandatory is already given for granted. In other country, it's still too early. Every country has to find its own way, but I think change will come rapidly in the near future.
Thanks so much for joining me, Eduardo.
Thank you.